Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to welcome everyone today to this divine orally platform that was chosen and set up today by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are only here today because God the Father told me to be here. This platform, this show, is not like any other show that ever been on Blog Talk Radio. This was a commandment and a mandate from up on high, the God of the heavens, to call all of the women, the daughters of Zion, for the Hebrew nation to come together. This is a divine call. This is a divine call. And when I say that with admiration. This is a divine call from the God of Moses. Okay? He's calling his daughters, his women, to take a stand, to take a stand for their children. Because the cries, the moaning, the howling, the destruction, the anger have went up before the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The children are calling out to him, asking him to help them, to save them, to deliver them, to make a way for them to feel better, to feed them. They're hungry. It's all kind of wailing and crying going on among our young people today. I was just sitting here today. You know, I woke up this morning and I was just grieving. You know, I woke up this morning around 6 or 7 o'clock, and you know, my mind just went to all our children, all our young people all over the earth, especially in America. Okay? But all over the earth, I just begin to think about how many young people have lost their lives to gun violence, their best friends killing them, their mama killing them, all kind of death and mourning is going on around us. And I just begin to weep, and I just begin to weep, and I just begin to set before the God of Abraham and say, Father, Father, Father. And he spoke to me. He said, today I want you to go on Blog Talk Radio, the platform that I have given you. And I would like you to call for the mourning women so they can weep and wail for their children. So the title of this show is Calling the Mourning Women to Weep and Wail for Their Children. The guest call-in number, if you would like to be a part of this divine mandate, this divine provision that the God of Abraham has set up for his young children all over the earth to get help. He is here to hear our cry today. He is here to hear our cry. He is here to hear our confessions and our mournings. He's here. He wants to help our children. He wants to help our children. He wants to help our young men and our young women. The jails are running over with them. They crying. They hurting. They're in pain. Okay, this is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisha Buck. Okay, this is a show to reflect and think about and remember all our youth and our young people all over the earth that's being kidnapped, that's being raped, that's been killed, that's committed suicide, that's sick, that's been abused, neglect, starving to death, hurt. This is a platform. And I'm going to go into the scriptures tonight. I have a few things that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob would like the women to know. And I know, man. I know, and I already said it to the Father. No one is going to respond. No one is going to call in. No one. Why? Because they're full of pride. The women are haughty and arrogant. The daughters of Zion are full of pride. They have stiff necks. And that's why their children are here today. And that's why they're going, their kids are going through the things that they're going through in their household. Being abused and neglected because the daughters of Zion is very proud and stiff-necked. But if this was a show, that's what I told God today. They're not going to respond, Father. So why? Why do you want me to make this show? What is the reason? He said, because I want this show to be a witness against them when they don't call. I want this show to be a witness against their attitude towards their children. You as the prophetess of God, you must be a voice in this hour to do what I want you to do so I can have a voice in the earth to be a witness against my people. Just like he had a voice back in ancient times with Jeremiah and Ezekiel and all the prophets that went to the children of Israel, that went to the daughters of Zion. And told them, thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, mend your ways. But they didn't want to hear. They went on in their way. And look what happened to our ancestors. Jerusalem was destroyed. I'm going to read to you what happened to them. I'm going to read to you. This is Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 17 through 26. If one of the false prophets or false elders or leaders have put something up there that's got something to pertain with religion, they will flock to that. So that this show will be a witness against the daughters of Zion. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's showing you how much you love your own children, how much you care about them. Not only your children all over the whole world, young people. 15, 14, 17, 20. Jeremiah chapter 9. And I usually don't come on Blog Talk Radio on a Wednesday. But I was told to come here today and call for the morning women. And as we can see, we don't have no mourning women. Nobody is crying for the little child that's been raped and the little child that's been murdered and the little child that's committed suicide and the young man that's killing his whole family and going to jail and prison for the rest of his life. The young woman that killed her best friend in school, over to her house, spent the night. Nobody is crying. The little boy that jumped out the window because he was being abused by his parents, starved to death, our children. No one is crying. The men not going, they're going to cry. But he talking to the daughters of Zion, the women, the ones that say they saved, that love God. God is their father. I love my children. I love my neighbors. I love everybody. He calling for those women. Okay? Just because it's not in a building or set up under a religious organization, you don't want to respond. Why? Because you are religious. Jeremiah 9:17. Thus said the God, I'm going to say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But for your understanding, I'm just going to read it the way I see it. Thus said the Lord of hosts, consider ye and call for the mourning women. This is what I was told today when I woke up, when I began to sit in front of my computer and weep and cry out for our poor, poor little children and young men and women all over the earth. Call for the mourning women. Because I begin to mourn, the God of the Hebrews said, call for them. Post it on Facebook to see if they will respond. Call for the mourning women that they may come. And send for the crying women that they may come. Come where? To this platform, so the God of Abraham, the God of Moses, the God of Jacob could help us and our young people and our men that's going through so much. Y'all wonder why the men don't love y'all black women? You wonder why sisters, they don't care nothing about y'all. Because of the way you guys are. You don't care about nothing but looking good. Putting on weeds and nails and all that fake eyebrows and stuff. That's all you care about. You don't care about your kids. He said, call for the mourning women. That's Hebrew number. Six nine. To strike a musical note that is chant or wail at a funeral. Why do the Hebrew numbers say call for the mourning of women? Because we got so much death, destruction, poverty, sickness, disease. Everybody is dead. If they're not physical dead, they are spiritually dead. Okay? Call for the mourning. You want to chat. You want to chat for witchcraft and New Age religion, reading tarot cards and all that stuff, but you don't want to chat for your children. to the God of the Hebrews, the real God, that they may come, for the common women, that they may come. What is the common women? That's Hebrew number 2450. Wise. Wise. We need the common women. That's wise. We don't need no more dumb sisters. They don't have no sense. We need wise women to make wise decisions, to open up their eyes and see that the only way that our children are going to get help is we as women. We said we love our children. We love our babies. We as women got to go and cry out before the God of the Hebrews and ask him to help our children. Wise. Intelligent. The God of the Hebrews are looking for mourning, intelligent, wise women, that we will come together as one so we can shake the heavens, so we can enter to the throne of God our Father and tell him what we need him to do for us and our children and our men. You remember when Christ, when he died, when they crucified him, he had nothing but women around him. That's all he had, Mary and the rest of the women. They was there crying out. The men left him, left Christ and went fishing or whatever, wherever they wanted to go or be, but the women was there. And we as women that say we love God and love our children, we got to come together now. There's no other way that we're going to get help. Verse 18, and let them make haste and take up a welling for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with water. We got so much pride. That's why he called in the mourning women and the cunning women, so we can begin to pray and intercede. So the rest of the foolish women and the foolish men could begin to wail and let tears run down their eyelids and water gush out. But we are a destroyed and rejected people. And our Father is trying to show us, by letting all this death, poverty, and destruction go on around us, but we still want to pretend that we are blessed. We need to dwell, man. Lamentation. We need to mourn. We need to cry. We need to wall in our floor for the destruction of the children of Israel, our young people. Our eyes need to run down with tears together. together. God the Father is only going to hear us together. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? How are we spoiled? As Hebrew number 7703, debt by implication to ravage, dead, destroy, oppress, waste. We are spoiled. Our children are spoiled. We are greatly confounded. We are greatly confounded. Hebrew number 954, tell. That is by implication to be ashamed. You got so much pride. Disappointment. Confusion. We are confounded because we are forsaken the land, because our dwellings have cast us out. Yea, hear the word of the Lord, O ye women. He didn't say men. He didn't say pastor. He didn't say leaders. He didn't say children. Yea, hear the word of the Lord, O ye women. And let your ear receive the word of his mouth. We need to hear our God now. We don't need to hear no more elders and bishops and leaders and men. We need to hear our God. He is ready to save our children, to help our kids, and teach our daughters wailing. Instead of you women teaching your daughter wailing, you know what you teach to your daughters? How to wear weaves. How to go to church and call on another God that's not the real God. How to have pride. Teaching them how to practice witchcraft and sorcery. And hate men like you hate men. Hate your neighbors like you hate your neighbors. We're not teaching our daughters to well. And everyone, her neighbor, limitation. That's what we need to be teaching them. Wailing and lamentation. Our daughters. You're not teaching your daughters to wail. Because you don't wail. You don't wail. Yes, you might wail on your own time, but he's calling us as the daughters of Zion to come together as one and wail before the throne. For death is come into our windows. Death is coming into our doors and our windows and our doorsteps. And it's entered into our palaces to cut off the children. Death, who's sending in death? The God of the Hebrews is sending death. Just like he sent them right here, my ancestors in ancient times, he sent death. Because the daughters of Zion, the daughters of Jerusalem, did not want to wail. They did not want to cry out. They was proud, arrogant, conceited. Stiff necked, full of pride. And that's why he sent death back then, and he sent his death today. Because he have tried everything in his power to get us to listen to him and do what he wants us to do. But instead of listening to him, we listen to man and our leaders. So he's killing our children. He's killing our men. Throwing them in prison, throwing them in jail, and you don't want to wail, and you don't want to mourn. The children are without, and the young men from the streets. Look at our young men. Look at them. You got so much death among our young men being cut off from this earth at young ages. 5 years old, 2 years old, 4 years old, 3 years old, 10 years old, 8 years old. The numbers just continue to grow. 20 years old, 60, 70. Speak thus, said the Lord, even the carcass of men shall fall as dung upon the open field. And as the handful after the harvest, none shall gather them. Thus said the Lord, let not wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glory in this, that he understand and know it me. This is what you need to be glorying in, not your money. Not your success. Not the fact that you got a new car and a new house and a new job. And your bank account has got $50,000 in it. You don't need to be glorying in that. Your riches and your wealth. And that's what everybody glorying in, glorifying in. Let him that glory and understand and know me. Your money, your riches, your cars, your house will not be able to save you. Or your children. I know so many rich people. It was a 16-year-old girl like 2 weeks ago. Killed herself. Rich. Wealthy. Her parents is wealthy and rich. She was a model. Yeah, a model. 16 years old. Killed herself. Your money don't mean nothing. Another man came on the news and said, my 8-year-old son, he woke up dead. And I've been so busy working, building up my corporation, that I didn't have time for my own child. Your money don't mean nothing. But what means something is that you know the real God and what he wants you to do and understand why he put you in this earth. That I am the Lord that exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. But in these things I delight, said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He don't care nothing about your money, your fame, your riches. Your corporations. Your success. Jeremiah 9:25. Behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will punish all them which are circumcised with the uncircumcised. All of them. All of us. We're being punished right now. But he's calling the women. And your elders done told you that you can't do nothing for God but listen to a man. Let them lead you and guide you and tell you what to do. I said the God of Abraham is calling his women to weep and wail for the children. Jeremiah 9:26. Egypt and Judah and Edom and the children of Ammon and Moab and all that are in the uttermost corners that dwell in the wilderness. For all these nations are uncircumcised. They wicked. Judah. That's the black people, the Negroes all over the earth. They call them African Americans. Over there in Europe, Brazil. Belize, all of these nations, Edom, the rednecks, the white folks in this world, they all of these nations are uncircumcised. They was uncircumcised back then when our ancestors was in Jerusalem, and they uncircumcised right now. And all the house of Israel is uncircumcised in the heart. He said, oh, why? Because you don't want to listen to a prophet. You didn't want to listen to Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Isaiah. You don't want to listen to me, the prophetess. You uncircumcised in heart. When God is studying, trying to tell you and show you what we need to do. Your heart is so unclean and unrighteous that you can't even come together as sisters and as women to cry out for your poor little children in this earth. You will be judged. You will be judged for this today. It's recorded in the heavenly records that not one woman took the time out from Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and your work and your job and all your things that you do every day to come together on this divine platform and cry out to the God of Jacob for help, our father, Jacob. Jeremiah 6:26. And I just thank you, Father God, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm remembering the young children all over the world. I'm remembering the young man that's in jail, incarcerated. I'm remembering, Father God, that they are future. They are generation. They are children. I'm remembering and crying out for them, Father, that you help our young people, that you help them, Father. You help them. I'm only one woman here. I'm only one woman, Father. When you call it so many of us as women to cry out to you for our little children and our young men that's been killed daily over in Chicago, over in Detroit, over in Georgia, all over the earth, police being gunned down by one another, by the police, kidnapped, murdered. I'm remembering, Father God, I'm remembering today, and I confess all my sins before you. I confess all my unrighteousness before you. I confess today, Father God, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that I have not been a good parent, that I raised my two boys the wrong way, that I have not been a good grandparent. I confess today, Father, before you, and ask you to forgive me for all of my sins. Yes, I can remember the days, Father, when I left my son at home by himself. Where I'd go party and run the streets. I can remember them days, Father, when I went to prostitute to sell my body, to try to make money for us to eat. I remember them days, Father God. And I ask you to forgive me, Father. Forgive me for not helping the little boy next door and the little girl next door that was hungry and starving and being abused by their parents. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me, Father. Jeremiah chapter 6. Verse 26. Please, God, we need help. Our people need help, Father. Our children need help, Father. We need a lot of help, Father God. All we care about is money. All we care about is greed. All we care about is not looking good. All we care about is going where we want to go. All we care about, Father, is going to church and listen to some leader. That's all we care about, Father. We roam. Our kids die. Our kids dying. They're dying, Father. Oh, God. Oh, Father God, please help me. Please help me help the young people. Please help me call the women together, Father. Get them an ear to hear the cry. Get them an ear to hear that you're calling them to wail and mourn for their children. Rachel is mourning for her children. She's weeping. Father God, I confess all my wickedness, all my religion, trusting in man and what he's saying, and they don't care nothing about our kids, man. They don't care nothing about our children, man. They won't even go to the jail to visit them. They won't do nothing for young people. Father, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not being there for my children, for raising them the way you wanted me to raise them, and bringing them up to teach them that they kings. They kings. They don't have to bow down to nobody but you. They don't have to bow down to no one, Father, but you, because they are kings, and they are queens in this earth. They are born in this earth to be great. They're born in this earth to be great, Father. But we're making our kids weak. We're making them sick with vaccination. Oh, we destroy their brain and their mind with all these vaccinations, all these drugs, they're wonderful. We killing our own kids just because Pharaoh told us to do it. We got to vaccinate our kids. We got to treat our kids wonderful. Jeremiah 6:26. I must do on this show what I was sent here to do today. And that's to weep and to wail for our children. You notice the title say, call the mourning women to weep and wail for their children. There, because God, the God Abraham, is calling you, not me. Not me. He's calling you. And you want to turn a deaf ear, just like our ancestors. They were so religious. Jeremiah 6:26. Yes, Father. I don't care about money no more. I don't care about looking good no more. I don't care about no car, no house. I don't care, Father. I don't care about no church. I don't care about no man. I care about our children, Father. Our young people. Our men that's been destroyed and thrown in prison. And they can't help us because they thrown all our men and our young children in prison and they dying. We are the women. We the only ones left. They running our men crazy. Mental illness, emotional abuse. Oh, daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth. You got too much pride, man. You can't cry. You too ashamed. You too ashamed to get on a public platform like this and cry out for your children and your men. I bet you if it was white women, if it was white women that God was calling instead of the 12 tribes, instead of the Messiah, I guarantee you the white women will be here on this platform right now. You wonder why our black men want to be with white women. Because they not like you, daughters of Zion. You arrogant, proud. They will be here forming together for their children, for their men, but not you. You're so fearful and afraid of Pharaoh. And y'all know who he is, the one that's got you in bondage. That's who Pharaoh is. O daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourning as for an only son. Most bitter lamentation for the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. He's coming. He's coming. The spoiler is coming, God's sake. He's coming upon us. That's why he wants us to come together, sisters, and wail and weep. Because we won't be able to stop him. We won't be able to stop him. He's coming. Suddenly, without us even knowing, he already here. But it's about to get way, way bad, man. It's about to get so ugly around here, man. It's about to get so much death and pain and disease and hunger and poverty. God is warning us today. He warning us. He warning us. Just like my mama. She didn't cry for me when I got raped and molested and all that stuff. She didn't do nothing. You just like her, man. You just like her. You don't want to, you don't care that your child, you don't care that our brothers and sisters are going to prison for murdering their kids, for murdering their children. You don't want to pray for them. He won't hear our prayer. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He won't hear our prayer until we come together as a people and pray. All that oneness and individualized stuff is over now. It's over. He never heard that. You praying on your living room floor, talking to him. He never heard those prayers. Because we as a nation and we as the children of Israel, we must pray together so our God can help us. He's coming, man. They are already here. The spoiler. Death have creeped through our windows. It's taking our young people out so fast. And our men out so fast. And our women out so fast. Jeremiah 13:17. I don't care about nothing now, man. I can see the truth now. I can see the truth for what it is now. My eyes are open. It's open to the God of the Hebrews, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. My eyes are open. that we have been following religion for 500 years. Jeremiah 13:17. Then I went to the Euphrates and digged and took the griddle from the place where I had hid it. Behold, the griddle was marked, and it was profitable for nothing. God said, we are marked. We are marked, daughters of Zion, people. We are profitable for nothing. He can't even get us to come together as one and unite as one to pray for our children. What do you think? We profitable for nothing. We good for nothing. That's Hebrew number 3:8. Simple. Arrogant. We simple-minded people. Next scripture. Lamentation 1:2. We don't mean nothing to our God. Believe me. Lamentation 1:2. You being lied to in them churches, man. She weeps sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks among all her lovers. She have none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. This is the 12 tribes of Israel, the Hebrew nation. This is what we go through as a people. This is what our ancestors went through. We weeping. We crying. In the night. And our tears are running down our cheeks among our lovers. We actually land up in the bed with our husbands and with the men that say they love us and we love them. And we got tears rolling down our face, man. We got tears rolling down our face. We thinking about what happened to our kids and what we got tears. But there's nobody to comfort us. No other nation care about us. No other people care about us. And we don't even care about one another. Everybody's dealing treacherously with us. Mistreating us. Deceiving us. Using us as merchandise. Poisoning us. With food and all kind of stuff. They have become our enemies. Lamentation 2:1. How have the Lord covered the daughters of Zion with a cloud in his anger? How have the Lord covered the daughters of Zion with a cloud in his anger and cast down from heaven unto the earth the beauty of Israel and remember not his footstool in the day of his anger? He's angry right now. Can't y'all see that, man? Can't y'all see? that the real God is angry. I'm not talking about no Jesus and Jesus. You know, you can't. I'm talking about the God that led the children of Israel through the Red Sea. He have covered the daughters of Zion with a cloud. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness have covered you women. You can't see. You don't understand. You don't know what's going on. You don't know why your men don't want you. You don't know why your children died. What you need to do to help your children, to help yourself. You have been covered with a cloud. This is why this platform was created today for you to get in touch with your God and confess and repent and come back. How the Lord has covered. That's Hebrew 9. I'm reading Lamentations 2, verse 1. Hebrew 9, 5, 7, 4, 3. To this or dark. Dark. Everything about the daughters of Zion is dark. You got a lot of darkness in your soul, in your spirit. Evil, guilt, unconfessed sins, unrighteousness. Anger, frustration, misery, no self-esteem. You're dark. You're so dark that you can't even see the road in front of you. Walk straight. There's so much dark in your path. And all you can do is throw some weed. Or go get a booty shot, or go get some fake eyebrows and eyelashes, hip surgery, booty surgery. You're dark. Tattoos all over your body. You're dark. Put on long dresses and cover your heads with veils. You're dark. It don't mean nothing because your heart is uncircumcised. I read you that in Jeremiah. I don't care how much makeup you put on and weeds and Gucci and Louis Vuitton. You're dark. No man gonna want you because you're dark. You're evil. You got evil in you. The men don't want us. How the Lord covered the daughters of Zion. And let me look up the daughters of Zion. That's Zion. That's Hebrew number 6 for the Christians that don't know who Zion is. 6726 is a permanent capital, a mountain of Jerusalem, Zion. We are daughters of that mountain, the holy mountain of God, the God of Abraham. His inhabitant is Zion. His dwelling place is Zion. We are his daughters. But he said he have covered us with a cloud. We can't even see what we need to do right now for our children. You think praying to Jesus and Jesus and Yah and Jai and TMH and the Most High and Buddha and all these gods gonna help change something? It's not going to happen because all them gods are your lovers. And I just read to you that they are dealing treacherously with you. They don't care. They can't do nothing to help you because they're not real. covered him with a cloud in his anger. Lamentations 2:1. You know why you covered? Can't nobody see your beauty no more. He has covered us with a cloud in his anger. His nostrils. And cast down from heaven unto the earth the beauty of Israel. We're not beautiful, man. You'll never be beautiful, daughter of Zion. Your beauty has been took away from you and your children. Look at our men, our young men, sagging with stuff down to their pants down to their behind. All kind of tattoos and stuff on them. Look at us, man. Look what we have did to our children. Look what we have allowed our children to become. All you care about is weed. When you used to have beautiful long hair, now it's bald. He ain't gonna remember his footstool. We are in the day of his anger. He's angry right now. That's why he's putting a lot of the daughters of Zion in prison and killing a lot of their children right now. I just read on the news today. A lady, a black couple, she's 24, 25, and the man is 50 years old. They married. They left their 4-year-old son and their 9-year-old daughter at home while they went shopping for 2 hours. The news said they left the little boy in the bathtub unattended for 2 hours while they went to Walmart. And when they came back, the little boy was dead, floating in the bathtub. See what I'm saying? We have been covered with a cloud. Because God is angry. He's taking your memory. He's taking your mind. Everything has been took away from us. And I read on the news the other day. This couple had went to a baseball game. I think it was a white couple. Doesn't matter what color. They came back, got out the car with the little boy that went to the baseball field to play baseball and left the little baby 2 or 3 years old in the back of the car seat while they went up in the house. Left the little baby out there. And when they remembered that the little baby was still in the car, when they got back, he was dead. Do you see what I'm saying, man? God is angry. Amos. Let me read Lamentations 2:2. The Lord has swallowed up all the habitations of Jacob. That's the 12 tribes. We are swallowed up, man. We are destroyed. We ain't got no money. We ain't got no food. We don't love one another. We don't love our children. It's all about us. We are swallowed up. Destroy in the Hebrew number 1104. Destroy. That's what we are. He has destroyed. He has swallowed all the habitations of Jacob. All me, all 12 tribes, all of us, because we are uncircumcised in the heart. He's killing our kids and we don't even care. We don't even want to shed a tear together as a people to try to figure out what's going on. Your leaders won't even talk about what's going on. They could care less. As long as they can talk about their religion and what they need you to do. And I'm getting ready to leave now. I did what I was supposed to do. And all the habitation of Jacob have not pitied. He has told down. And his wrath, the strongholds of the daughters of Judah, the daughters of Judah, he have brought them down to the ground. He have polluted the kingdom and the prince thereof. Y'all know who the prince is. Judah. The kingdom. We are polluted. We have made our children polluted. Amos, my last scripture. Amos 5. You think you blessed? You think you got something going on and God is with you? You are nothing but a liar's map. He is not with us. I just read to you. All of Jacob, all of Judah, all of Jacob is swallowed up. All of us. Five, 16 of Amos. Got nothing, man. Therefore, the Lord, the God of the hosts, the God of hosts, the Lord said thus, while it shall be in all streets, and they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas, and they shall call the husband to mourn, and such as are skillful to lamentation, to wailing. This is what's about to hit this earth. Y'all ain't crying now, but y'all about to cry. Y'all don't want to cry now, but y'all are about to cry. Because your heart is too uncircumcised, and they too stiff, and they too hard. But y'all are about to cry with what's about to hit this earth. What is about to hit this earth from the heavenly realm above. He will destroy the kingdom, his people. Don't ever talk to me. Don't ever talk to your God about you love him and you love your children and you love people. Don't ever do that. Because it's a lie. It's a lie. That's what it is. It's a lie. You don't love nobody but your own selves. You know how children feel right now when God the Father has invited their parents to a platform. And I know you guys see my posts. I know you guys see them. Won't y'all share that on Facebook? Won't you share that on Facebook instead of sharing the satanic witchcraft, sorcery? That's getting 2 million views and all of that. It show who you people are, man. It show who you are. You are full of darkness and wickedness. And God of the Father, God of the Hebrews, will bring you down to the ground. gonna bring you down, man. You thinking you building up yourself and you all right? And no, man. No. Just because I'm a woman, you sick Hebrew Israelites. You sick. You sick with religion and false doctrine. Y'all are sick. Just because I'm a woman, you don't program the women, you men of the Hebrew Israelite community. You don't program the sisters so bad that they don't believe that they can do nothing without you. But the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will bring you leaders down to the ground. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I love them that love me. I love them that love me. Father, I pray for all the children all over the world today that's being abused, that's being mistreated, that's being neglected, that's being killed and destroyed and raped. I pray for them, Father, all over the earth. The kids that's hungry over in Africa and Bahamas, Haiti, Belize. I pray for them, Father. I pray for them today that you give your daughter, your servant, me, your prophetess, that you give me what I need, Father, to help your people. Because you can see, Father God, that no one in this earth care about your little children and your young men and your young women. No one cares. So, Father God, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, I call to the heavenly throne right now. I call to the heavenly throne because my heart is heavy. My heart is broken for all the destruction of the daughters of Zion and your children and your men. All they know, Father, is destruction. Because that's all they've been given by you, to destroy each other, to destroy themselves. Why? Why? Because of the way we are, the way we have taught ourselves and trained ourselves to be. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the compassion and the passion that you have put in my soul and in my mind and in my spirit. I thank you, Father, that I have a heart that I can feel the pain of the little child that's kidnapped and don't nobody know where she is. And the little boy that's in juvenile, the little girl that they see their mom and their dad because they're in a juvenile. I can feel, Father, the young man that's incarcerated for life without parole. 12 years old for killing his mom and his dad or somebody in his family. I can feel that, Father. I can feel that. The hurt of our people. Father God, the God that saved me on my living room floor when I got shot in my face, and you sent me back to this earth. I'm talking to you today on Blog Talk Radio, your divine platform that you have given me to speak to your people all over the earth. I can't pray for them because you told Jeremiah not to pray for them. All I can say, Father, is have mercy on our young people and our children. They have no direction. They have no guidance. They have no support. They have no one to help them. I thank you, Father, for everything that you have given me. I thank you, Father, for where you have put me and showed me what to do and where to be. Please, Father, help my two sons. Help my sons. Help my son, Thomas and Monty. Help them, Father. Help them. Show my boys that they are kings, that they are great, that they don't have to be weak and pitiful. Father, please, they grown men now. They grown men. Please blow on them, Father. Blow on them. Blow on them. Blow on them, Father. Blow on them, Father. Blow on them, Father God. Blow on your young people. Little girl that wanna hurt herself right now, Father. Blow on her, Holy Spirit. Blow on her. Don't let her hurt herself. The little boy that feels so alone. Sad. Blow on him. The little girl that's sitting up in school, the little girl sitting up in school in class that's being rejected by everybody in her class. Blow on her and give her strength, Father. She's so ashamed. She's so lonely. She's so fearful. I just read on the news, Father, this morning from South Africa that the little boy was 5 years old. 5-year-old little boy. 4 9-year-old little boys pushed him up in the classroom when the class was empty. They pulled his clothes down and they raped him. They sodomized him. They sodomized the little boy. 5 years old. Father God, our world, the place we call our home, is now become wicked. Wicked and so much darkness. When you got little boys raping, 4 little boys raping another little boy, having sex with him in his anus. What does this world have come to, my God? It's not even a world. It's not even a world. It's not even a place that you can call home anymore. Full of sin and hate, bitterness, darkness, destruction. A little boy in life will never be the same. He told his mama, no, I'm not going back to school. His mama tried to send him back to school where he got raped by four kids. You see how much we love these schools, man. Why would you want to send your child back to a school where he got raped by four kids? Do you know the humiliation that he's going to feel in that school? But we got to do what Pharaoh wants us to do. We don't care how much our child is hurting. He told her, no, Mom, I'm not going to school. I'm never going to school. And he should never have to go to a place that hurt him as a baby. Father. 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 Father, Father. I thank you. I thank you for this platform. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you, Father. It's okay, Father. It's okay that they ignore you. They ignore your call. It's always been like that. Since ancient times, they have not changed. We worshiped our ancestors, but yet we say we bless. By who and by what? We would like to deceive our own selves and serve you with the imagination of our own hearts. That's what we do until the day we die and leave this earth. Let me read one more scripture. Psalms 127, verse 3. Psalms 127, verse 3. I did my mourning, I did my wailing, I did my lamentation for your children. And I know you heard me, Father. I know you heard me. And I know you're going to help them. Some kind of way, you're going to have mercy on your little children. Psalms 127, verse 3 through 5. Bring them to me, heart. Higher. Bring them to me higher. I'll take care of them. I'll take care of the little child. Bring them to me. All of them. All of them. Give me the biggest place with 100 acres. With a big, 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 beautiful home and all kind of food and animals with about 100 rooms. Bring them all to me. And I would love them. And I would look after them. And I would take care of them, Father. I won't hurt them. I won't rape them and treat them bad and wrong. I give them food, water, whatever they want to eat, as much as they want to eat. Please, Father, give me 100 acres. Where I can build a building that can hold up to 1,000 people. Psalms 127, verse 3 and 5. No children are the inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is the Lord. This is how much God loves kids. They are his heritage. They are his possession. Children are his possession. And you can enjoy them, be on them, make them hungry and feel bad. Teach them how to be drug dealers, murderers, kidnappers, rapists. You know the wounds of his world. But we have our base. That's God's reward. That's his reward. That's what we give him for putting us in the earth. That's why he told Adam and Eve to multiply. Because that's his reward. That's his gift from us. The fruit of the womb, our babies, are his gift to us. It's our gift to our God for creating. And you want to kill the baby with abortion. Give them away. Murder them. Wicked, man. You're very wicked. As arrows. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Children are mighty. Y'all just don't understand how strong and how mighty and how brave and how intelligent and how wise they are. You've been told that they just kids and children. They know nothing. You have to teach them everything. No, you don't have to teach them nothing. It's already in them. God put it in them as children from the womb. What you teaching them is something man hand down to you through slavery. Taught your mama them. Now you want to teach your kids the way your mama and dad taught you. And Pharaoh and his taskmasters and his slave masters taught them. They mighty are children. They mighty, but they using their strength in the wrong way. Because just the way they've been programmed and trained through our environment. And through Pharaoh. And his taskmasters. Happy is the man. That's it. No. Happy is the man that have his quiver full of them. They should not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gates. They warriors are kids. They know how to fight. David and all of them, they fought at young ages with spears and swords in their hand. David killed Goliath as a young man. He wasn't no grown man. He was a young man that killed Goliath. He was a young shepherd boy that killed a giant that's 12 feet in the air with a slingshot. And you trying to tell me our kids not mighty? No, you are programming them and you teaching them to be slaves. And they can't destroy the enemy in the gate because we have made our kids weak by the things we have taught them and told them and taught them another God that they can't get strength from. and power and ability and might and understanding and wisdom. We teaching them another God and keeping them away from the God that put life in them. One scripture, Job, and I'm leaving now. Job, the book of Job, 21. Job 21. Hear diligently my speech, and let this be your consolation. Suffer me that I may speak, and after that I have spoken my mark on. As for me, it's my complaint to man. And it were so, why should not my spirit be troubled? Mark me and be astonished and lay your hands upon your mouth. Even when I remember, I am afraid and trembling take hold of my flesh. Wherefore do the wicked live, become old, yea, are mighty in power? Yeah, they wicked. And they live to get an old age, 80 years old, 90 years old, 70 years old. But they are wicked. And they mighty in power. They father the devil, give them that might and give them that power. Job 21:8, their seed is established in their sight, with them and their offsprings before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. Job is complaining about the wicked. Why he has to go through what he's going through, and the wicked is living good, and nothing is wrong with them. They send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They happy, they go to parties, and you know, they doing all kind of stuff. While we the righteous suffer. They send forth the little ones like a flock to dance. They take the tamarind and the harp and rejoice at the sound of the organ. They spend their days in wealth and in a moment go down to the grave. You got money, all kind of wealth. But in a moment, you're going to go down to the grave. Therefore, they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy way. What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him? This is what the children of Israel said. And this is what we said today. I'm going to leave now. I'm going to leave. I did my job. I did what I supposed to do. God be with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Be with all the little children in this earth. Have a good one. Bye.